Hey there, Gavin Gear here from the Extreme Windows blog, and today I want to talk to you about one of HP's latest workstation products, which is the Z820 desktop workstation. Now this workstation is industrial strength. It's packed with features that are great for things like 3D modeling and CAD/CAM, media production and that kind of thing. It features dual Xeon processors. These are industrial grade processors featuring 6 cores on each physical processor, and with hyper-threading, that means that I can run 24 threads simultaneously. Amazing. But adding on to that, I've also got NVIDIA Quadro 5000 graphics inside. So this is going to give me all the heavy lifting that I need to do things like solid modeling or video production or even accelerated photo editing. Let me show you real quick what this looks like in Adobe CS6. So here I've got an 18 megapixel image in Photoshop CS6, and as you can see, it's nice and responsive. But what's really amazing is when we use some of the Mercury Graphics Engine accelerated features. So if I pull up the liquify effect, we can see even with an 18 megapixel image, I can see a response in real time. Now this is a computationally intensive effect, so this is definitely an improvement for performance because we're offloading that onto the GPU. Switching over to Premiere Pro CS6, here I've got a piece of 1080p footage that I'm working with multiple effects and filters applied. And it takes a lot of graphics horsepower to play these back in real time in the nonlinear editor, but we can see that we can work with the footage and see it play back smoothly with the effects and filters in real time without shakiness or jitters. So that's going to make for some great video editing capabilities. So that's a high-level overview. What I want to do next is kind of take you on a guided tour around the machine and inside the machine to show you some of its unique features. So let's start on the front of the machine. Here at the top, we've got 2 large bays for CD-ROM, DVD, or Blu-ray players and burners. We've got the power button, we've got 1 USB 2 port, we've got 2 USB 3 ports, we've got the headphone jack, microphone jack, and FireWire. Moving around to the back side of the PC, we've got PS2 ports, we've got analog audio in and out, we've got 4 USB 2 ports, we've got 2 onboard NIC ports, we've got 2 USB 3.0 ports, we've got FireWire, a serial port, and we can see here the backside of the NVIDIA Quadro 5000 video card. Moving around to the side, one of the things I want to highlight here is the toolless design. By just popping this lever, we can remove the side cover of the PC in an instant. And that gives us access to the sort of automotive-esque interior of the PC. And this is all modular as well. So the lower shroud comes off with a simple click of a lever. That gives us access to the expansion slots. You can see we've got 2 taken up by this NVIDIA Quadro 5000 card. And then this upper shroud pops off when you just pull on it. And we've got an electrical connector here that interfaces with the motherboard, and that feeds power to all of the fans for the CPUs and the rest of the interior. You can see here the dual Xeon processors and the massive cooling. We've got plenty of slots for RAM, up to 512 gigabytes total, which is just amazing. And you can see how clean and open it is. And we did all this without tools so far. We can continue without tools by taking out the power supply, which is entirely modular, and we can put the power supply in just as easily and lock it in place by rotating the handle up. Now that's fast. Additionally, we can add and remove hard drives and SSDs rather easily by just pushing on a button on one of these chassis devices and then popping the drive out. It goes back in just as easy, click it in place, and it's locked. So you can see here that this PC is totally expandable, it's very modular, and it's easy to work with. A great piece of gear. So there's a quick tour of the Z820 PC from HP. If you want to know more about this product, I suggest you go to hp.com. And you can also read my full write-up at windowsteamblog.com/EWB. Thanks.